Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim and Daf Nun. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Amud Aleph at the top line. The Gemara continues to discuss different approaches to how we can learn a halacha and try to analyze when those approaches are legitimate derech halimud in kachim and when they are not. So the Gemara begins with discussing now a situation where Davar Alam Behekish. First, we want to learn a halacha through a hekesh. And now the question is, as we know, as we've learned, we can't learn a double hekesh. But the question is, what will be if we have a hekesh? Then after the hekesh, we want to extend it to a binyan av. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the pasuk says, as we've been discussing, where the shechita of the carbon ashim takes place. And the pasuk says, "The makom sheyishchetu es ha'olah, yishchetu es ha'asham." That the ashan is brought b'tzofen, just like the oilah is brought b'tzofen. Says the Gemara, says the Rashi, "Shalicht of tzofena ba'asham." It really wouldn't be necessary for the Torah to write that the asham has to be done b'tzofen. For Tesei, why we could have just learned the binyan of michatas. We could have learned the halacha of asham from Chatos. Why did the Torah have to tell us the halacha of a carbon asham and not just rely on learning it from a binyan av? Says the Gemara, lav lamemra, isn't it? Because the davar lav behekish, something that's learned from a hekish. The halacha is that we learn the halacha of tzofen by Chatos from a hekish to oilah. And what the Gemara is saying now is, once we have that hekesh between chatos and oila, we cannot extend that with a binyan av to asham, because presumably something that's learned with a hekesh cannot then be extended to a binyan av. Says the Gemara, ulatameich, if you're saying that we can learn the halacha that a asham is brought b'tzofen from a binyan av, and the only issue is that chatas is an issue because chatas itself is learned with a hekesh. So I asked the Gemara, "L'tameich taseh binyan av oila." We could learn it by learning the halacha of an ashan from an oila, and there is no hekesh. There the Torah says explicitly that the carbon oil is brought b'tzofen. My tam loyosi, but why is that not the way to go? Shemdeik lamifrach. Because we can't really have a binyan av between an asham and an oila, because ma'ala oila shekein kolol. The oila is a carbon which is completely burnt, and therefore we can't learn the halachas of an asham, which is not completely burnt, from the halacha of oila. Says the Gemara, chatas nami eklamifrach. The reason, says the Gemara, we can't learn the halacha of chatas, of asham from chatas, is with a binyan av, is not because a binyan av is not acceptable, because it starts with a hekesh, and you can't have a binyan av after a hekesh. There's a different issue. The whole binyan av doesn't work, because malachatos shekem chaperes achavi krisis. A common chatos is mechapon chavi krisis. A common ashim is not. Says the Gemara, chadna mechad aloy asya. And I saw that the Rishonim actually have two ways of approaching this Gemara. One way of approaching this Gemara is that the Gemara is not focused anymore on the question of binyan av from achata after hekesh. The Gemara is just trying to ask an independent question. Why can we not have learned the halacha? Why was it necessary to teach us the halacha of tzofen by oila, chatas, and asham? We could have perhaps just had it taught in two of those three places as the Gemara will identify, and we would come to the same conclusion. So it's a totally independent question. Others say that we're saying that this, explain the Gemara this way. We're saying that the binyan av doesn't work. Says the Gemara, why? We could have a binyan av still. It may not be a straight binyan av like we began with, where we're going to learn asham from chatos or asham from oila, because of the obvious questions that the Gemara has introduced that prevents us from learning it that way. But why can't we learn it from a different type of binyanav by combining the two of the three halachas. That's what the Gemara says. Chodem chodelay asya. We can't learn one from one, but ask the Gemara taisi chodem etarti. Why can't we learn the halacha of tzofen by one of them from the other two? So ask the Gemara mahay taisi. Which is the one that you want to learn, and which is the one that you don't want to learn? Loi nichtav rachmana b'ayla. Are you suggesting that the Torah should not have written the halacha of tzofen by ayla? The taisi mechatzis asham, and we learn the halacha of oil from chatzis asham. Mal halnach, when we speak about the oil and the chat, and the, when we speak about the chatzis and asham, they are kabbonis that are brought because somebody, Rahman Slam, did an aveira, and because he did an aveira, he needs a kapara, and that's why they're unique. Oil, as we've learned many times in our shurim, is a dairin. And since the oil is a doiron, it's a gift, it's a different type of carbon altogether. Loi nichter achmana b'chatos, so suggest the Gemara, what are you going to want to suggest? That the Torah should not have written this halacha b'chatos, but teisi mahanach, and we should learn the halacha of a chatos from osham and oilo. Ma'alahanach, when we speak about the chatos, when we speak about the oilo and the osham, the type of animal that's brought is a male. They're males. Whereas a karmachatos that a regular individual brings is a female. On the other hand, not write aloch be osham and taste behanach learned aloch of osham from chatos and oila. Malahanach, when we speak about a carbon oila or carbon chatos, there are circumstances that there's a carbon seber, which is a carbon oila or carbon chatos. There is no such example when we speak about an Oshem. There's no such thing as an Oshem Tzibur. So since each one of these Kabbanas have their own unique attributes, therefore the Binyan Av is not an option. And therefore it has nothing, the halacha that we began with, can you learn a Hekish and a Binyan Av really has not been addressed. What is, so the Gemara says, that the Gemara just said that what made the Chatas and Oila different than the Oshem is that it only comes from Zecharim. So of course the question is, what's the difference if the animal's a female or a male? So some I saw explain that by men have a Chiv of Talmud Torah and women don't have a Chiv of Talmud Torah. But that's something that we could say about human beings. But what's the difference when we're bringing a carbon if this is a male or it's a male or a female? So sort of the Sefer Yalos HaShacha explains, it's not that a male animal has any special significance more than a female animal. What the Gemara really meant to say was that typically, Kabbanas are brought from male animals. The fact that this carbon can be brought from a female animal shows that it's not the same as most Kabbanas. And that's why the Gemara suggested we can learn the Osham from the Chatas and Oilam. Now the Gemara asks, again, with the approach that the Gemara has been taking, what will be the halacha dava alam b'gzeri shava, something that we first have gzeri shava, what will be the halacha can we then learn it with a hekesh? And the Gemara explains, Amra Papa, the Pasuk says, by the carbon toida. The Pasuk says, Zois toiras zavach ha-shlomim, im al toida yakruvenu, virkava zavach toida chalas matzis. The Torah in this Pasuk is connecting the aloch of a carbon toida to the aloch of carbon shlomim. Says the Gemara, Lamanu, from here we learn, Shetoyda ba min ha-maisa. Somebody could, as we often discuss in our shiur, that the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle are Maisa Sheni years. The halacha Maisa Sheni is that you take 10% and that produce is supposed to be taken to Yerushalayim and brought and eaten in Yerushalayim. But the halacha is that one could redeem the Maisa Sheni, which means you take the Maisa Sheni, you redeem it, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and the money that's brought to Yerushalayim will be used to buy food, to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the halacha is you could use that money to buy a carbon shlomim. So says the Gemara, the purpose of this hekish is made the ashkan shlomim das from Maisa, just like the shlomim could come from Maisa, so too can the carbon taida. If somebody needs to bring a carbon taida, he could use that money to buy it. Ask the Gemara and shlom gufay minolan. How do we know that the shlomim can be purchased from Maisa Sheni money? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, buy the carbon shlomim v'zavach the shlom v'chal to shom, and the word shom, and the pasuk by Maisa Sheni also uses that word. The pasuk says, "V'chat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'makom shivchal shakein shma sham." So we have a gzeirah shava. So we have here a situation where first we have a gzeirah shava to teach us that shlomim could be bought from Meiser, and then we extend it with a hekish between shlomim and taida. Exactly our question, Amalei, to which Razutra said to Rav Ravina, Masa Dagan, we've had this before, that all these questions that we're learning in our sugyas about if they're legitimate ways of learning or not legitimate ways of learning are limited to Kachim's sugyas. It says the Gemara, Masa Dagan is not Kachim. It's Chulin Ba'alma. And therefore, by Chulin, we don't have this limitation. And of course, we could learn a combination of a Kzeres Shava and a Hekesh. Amalei, so Ravina said to Mazut Reder Amari, Amar Amra, who said what you just said? Lamed Kodesh or Malamed Kodesh? Where was this said that by Kachim we have this limitation? Is it only every time we have a Hekesh, we have a Rebbe, the Malamed, and the Talmud is the Hekdash. The halacha is that even if the Malamed is not Kodesh, here we're saying that where is the source? Maisa Sheni. That once it's the student, which is the Karban Taida, is Hekdash, so that's already enough to prevent us to, that's enough to be considered a Hekdash subject. So now, if we're seeing that we're learning Maisa Sheni from Shlomim, and then we're learning Maisa Shlomim from Maisa Sheni, and then we're learning with a Hekesh, with a Gzeres Shav, I mean, and then we're learning Toida from Shlomim, this is considered a Hekesh situation. Because even though we began with Maisa Sheni, that was the original source, but everything afterwards is considered, is of course, Hegdish subjects, and since everything afterwards is a Hegdish subject, that's enough to be considered that it should be have the halachas of Hegdish, the when it's a legitimate limud and when it's not a legitimate limud. And the fact that we do learn it that way is a proof that by Hegdish, by Kachim, we could have Gzeres Shava followed by Hekesh. The Gemara just taught us that we could bring a Karban Taido, we could bring Karban Shlomim from Maisa Sheni. The Rashi, however, points out that this halacha is only if when the person took upon himself to bring the Karban Taida, the person took upon himself to bring the Karban Shlomim, he said he's going to use Maisa Sheni money for that purpose. But if he didn't take on that obligation, he just took upon himself an obligation to take such a carbon, bring such a carbon, and then afterwards he chooses to use Maisa Sheni money, Rashi says that wouldn't be acceptable. And presumably, the pshat in Rashi is, because there's never a situation where we're obligated to do something and we could, that only comes from chulin. So once we took upon ourselves such an obligation, we cannot now use Maisa money for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, what will be the halacha by Kachim? Again, with our discussions here. Dov alam b'gzer shava, ma'ashi yalam b'gzer shava. We've spoken about a double hekish. Now the Gemara wants to know what would be the halacha by double gzeirah shava. Amar Rav Bachama. So Rav Bachama says, Tanya, the Braisa speaks about the carbon toida. The halacha is when somebody brings a carbon toida, he brings with it 40 chalas, not 10 times 4, 4 different types of chalas, 10 of each. One of each of those 10 will be given to the kohen, and the other 9 will be eaten by the person who brought the carbon. The halacha, furthermore, is that when you bring the amount of flour you need to have to bake those chalas is 20 esroinus eifa soilus. You have to have 20 esroin ha'eifa of fine flour to bring it. Half of that 20 are used to make the chalas that are chametz. That's 10 is used, 10 esorins are used to make the 10 chalas chametz. And the other 10 esorin are used to make the other 30 chalas. What type of chalas are those other 30? One is chalas mafetanor. One is 10 are chalas rukikim, and 10 are murveches or revucha. The different types of chalas are made in different ways. Some is just baking flour. Some is that you heat the flour and then you bake it. That's by the regular chalas. Rikikin is that you make them like into wafers and then you smear oil on top of them after you have baked them. And reveches is you scald them. You scald the flour in boiling water, bake them a little, and then you put them into oil. So says the Gemara Tanya, when we speak about the different loaves that are brought, the 10 times 3 that are used, the chalas that we just spoke about, the chalas, rikikin, and revuka. The pasuk says by revucha, v'soilus merveches chalas belulus b'shemen. L'madna, this is very clear, that the revucha chalas sheba menasoilus. You have to use fine flour. That's the best flour to make that carbon, to make those chalas. Chalas, the chalas mafetaner. How do we know that they too have to come from flour, from soilus? Tamalimer, the pasuk says by the chalos, the pasuk uses the words chalos matzis, and by the revucha, the Torah says the soilus merveches chalos. So we have a gzeirah shava that just like the revucha is soilus, so too are the chalos matzis soilus. Continues the brayse, revikim menayin. How do we know that the rikikin type of loaves also come from soilus? Tamalimer matzis matzis. This is Zer Shava, because the Torah says by Rikikin, or Rikike Matzis. By Chalas, the Torah uses the word Chalas Matzis. So that's how we know that the Rikikin are also made out of soilus. But what did we just have here? What we just had here was a double Zer Shava, proving that a double Zer Shava is acceptable by Kotchin. Amale Ravina. So Ravina said, "My the Matzis Matzis Machalas Gomer." Why would we say that this is the approach? There's a different type of carbon mincha altogether. There's a carbon mincha that's called mafetaner. And that mafetaner, the Torah says, should come from soilus. And the words of the pasuk by the mafetaner are soilus, chalas matzis, or rikike matzis. So the rikikim are not learned from the chalas, which would represent the double gzeirah shava. So there's no proof to our question. Ela Marava Tanya. So this, the Gemara just discussed the halacha of a carbon toida. And there are many questions that come up when we speak about a carbon toida. Unfortunately, in the world that we live in, we don't have a carbon toida, but we do have a birchas hagoimel. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is the halacha of birchas hagoimel connected to the halacha of a carbon toida? It'll have a number of applications. We know that the halacha is that a birchas, that carbon toida, as every carbon, may not be brought at night. will one be able to do Brichsa Goymel at night? There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer where the Chassam Sofer says that on one hand, the halacha of Birchas HaGoyimel and the halacha of Karmel Taida are not completely connected. And he quotes a story where somebody once came on a trip at night, and it was a big simcha that this person arrived, a prominent Rav, and he did Birchas HaGoyimel at night. The Chassam Sofer says that technically it's fine, but really he feels that it should not have been done at night. Another nafka mina will be regarding a katan. Will he say Birchas HaGoyimel? Because Birchas HaGoyimel is a carbon, we of course understand, is not brought by a katan. What will be the halacha by Birchas HaGoyimel? And of course, we know the minig is the ketanim don't say Birchas HaGoyimel. The other question is, we know that there are a number of reasons that one brings Birchas, the one brings a carbon taida. And the question that will come up is, if we have in shul a number of people that are obligated to make Birchas HaGoyimel, and the Shulchan Aruch says, somebody comes back from a trip overseas, people travel through the desert, somebody chaylev in the strapa, and somebody was chavish b'beis asurim, somebody rechman slan was imprisoned, and v'yotza. There's a sim of kol achayim yeducha sela, chayim cheses chavish yisurim, yud is yam, Chayim is Chavish Yam and Yardei Yam and Yishuv and Midbar. So the question is, who, if in Shul there are a number of people that have to say Birchas HaGoyimel, who is the person from these people that has precedent of for saying Birchas HaGoyimel? So the Chassam Sofer has a very interesting approach to this. He says the source of saying that these people are saying Birchas Taida is Yizbechu Zichu Taida V'Saper Mas Barina in the Perek of Hoidel Hashem. And the Chassam Sofer over there says that not all four, of these individuals, the Holchemid Barius, Choylish Nesrapa, Yoytzer Beis Asurim, are Chayiv Karban Taida. And while we say the Birchas HaGoyimel, the Zman Hazeh, is in the place of that carbon, whereas, says the Chassam Sofer, somebody who is a Yardei Hayam, says the Chassam Sofer, is not mechuyev in a carbon taida. So therefore, he says, the pasuk regarding him says, "Yirumu b'kalam." He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly, but he's not mechuyev to bring a carbon taida. If that's the case, points out the Chassam Sofer, we would have a very interesting situation that this person, if the person is a Yardei Hayam, traveled over the Yam, he is the one that's least mechuyev bring the carbon taida, because his Birchas HaGoyimel doesn't correspond to a carbon taida. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Yom Ches of Katan Lamed Beis says that somebody Baruch Hashem experienced the ness, he should designate some money for tzedakah to support people who are learning Torah. The question that the Paiskim say, what will be the halacha if a person has Maisa money? And Baruch Hashem, he experienced the Nais. Can he use money that he already has designated for Maisa money for that purpose, for the tzedakah that he wants to give? So he says that it's the Shushuki Chemed says that the two points he makes. One is that we just quoted Rashi before, that you could only use the Maisa money if when you designated the Maisa money, you said that you would use it for that purpose. But in this case, where you did not say upfront, so it depends if you designated that money for that purpose or not. That's one point to be made. The other point he makes is that, of course, it's appropriate also when somebody has a nes that he should make a suda soidah. It says the Chashuki Chemed, you shouldn't use Maisa money for the suda soidah. So back to where our Gemara is up to, is we're trying to figure out, can we use a double gzeri shava by kachin? El Amarava, Tanya, the Brisa speaks about the Parakoy Mashiach. The Torah says that the Parakoy Mashiach has to be burnt. And the Pasuk says, Vasar par vaskabasar al roishiv al krov, vichirbay upirshay, vaitzi es kalapar mchutz machna, vasara vaisoy al etzim beish. The word oisoy, haitzi, means malamid shaitzi shalim. It should be taken out whole and burnt that way. Yochli yusufena shalim, you would think that not only should the taking it out be done when it's whole, but the burning should also be done when it's shalom. Nemekan, says the Brisa. The pasuk by the Parakoy Mashiach says roishoy v'krov, as the pasuk says al roishoy v'krov. Benela mahalon by the carbon oil tarsuk says roishoy krov. Malahalon, when we speak about a carbon oil being burnt, the pasuk says v'orch b'nei aron akanimus asensochem as a roishoy ala etzim ashalais. So the Torah says that ayidei nituach, the first we cut up the meat, the carbon oil, and then we burn it. So here to ayidei nituach, it's first cut up. Imala halon behefshet. So says the Gemara, if we're learning from a carbon oil, the halacha parakoy mashiach, we should say that by carbon oil, we know the animal, the carbon has to be skinned. Take off the skin, the hide first. Afka nami, should we say the same things by parakoy mashiach behefshet? Tamalim v'kirboy aproshev. That from here we see that it's not skinned. Ask the Gemara, my Talmudah, how do the words kirboy or pirshoy teach us that it's not skinned? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, because the pasuk says by parakoy mashiach, v'sar above is called b'sar v'kirboy aproshev v'sarav, shem pirshoy v'kirboy. The Torah is teaching us that the pirshoy should be left inside. And the way the Rishonim explained this, it's inconceivable that the pirshoy should be separated and be held separately. It's highly not nice. Kach b'sari is also to be the bossa that way. V'tanya, and the Brisa, when it speaks about the par v'sar of Yom Kippur, Rebbe Oyman Nemekan, the Torah says by the par v'sar of Yom Kippur, or u'bossar, Uperish. The pasuk says was parachatas v'sarachatas. Yoytzi b'chutz l'machta v'sarfa be'ish es oiroishom es b'sarom ves pirshom. V'nam alahalim by the parakoy mashiach or ubasu uperish. Malahalim, just like by the parakoy mashiach, the halacha is, as we've been learned, that it's done ayidei nituach, because we learned that halacha from the carbon oila. On the other hand, we learned it's not done behefshet, as we just finished explaining. So too is that's the way to Karbanos of Yom Kippur, my brought af par, so too will be the halacha by the par and so of Yom Kippurim that ayidei nituach shloi behefshet. But what was this? This was a double gzeirah shava, and we see from here that a double gzeirah shava is acceptable. Says the Gemara. Another question: dav alam gzeirah shava. If something was first learned through a gzeirah shava, now the Gemara wants to know ma'ash yilmad, what would be the halacha if you could now learn a kavachomer? And the Gemara explains, we can learn what the halacha is in this case through a kavachomer. Uma hekish, shena milam behekish. We established in our previous year that a double hekish is unacceptable. Uma hekish, shena milam behekish. You cannot have a double hekish either from the two sources that we identified in the previous year, the source that Rava identified or the Midravina, or the source that Ravina identified. Yet, we also mentioned all the way back on that from Mem Aleph, and we quoted this in our previous year as well, the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel taught us that a Hekish could be followed by Kal v'Chomer. Gzeirah Shavah which is stronger, lamdas behekish. Certainly, something that starts with a gzeirah shava could be extended to a something that started with a gzeirah shava could be continued with a hekish. Midrapapa, as Rapapa taught us earlier in our shiur today, and then if that's acceptable, as we learned earlier in our shiur today, where Rapapa said that with the Maaseh Sheni and the Shlomim, that we know that with the Gzeirah Shava, we learn from Shlomim from Maaseh Sheni and then Toida from Shlomim. First we started with a Hekish and then we had a Gzeirah Shava. And it didn't, Gzeirah Shava could be followed with a Kal V'chaymer. But says the Gemara, as when we learned Rapapa, that Rapapa was questioned because we said the Meiser is really not Kotchim. So Halmach, Elamandos, Le Rapapa, according to the opinion that accepted Rapapa's Limud and said that since there's Kotchim element to that Limud, it has the Halacha of Kotchim, then this line of reasoning is fine. Elamandis Le Rapapa, the one that doesn't agree with Rapapa's line of reasoning, Ma'ikel Meimah, says the Gemara, Loi Kal V'chaymer, Ela Kal V'chaymer, we should learn it with the following way. Ma Hekish, Em Lam Hekish, if a double Hekish is unacceptable. Again, as we said, because the reasons Rava and Ravina taught us, and still afterward, we could have a Kal V'chaymer, as Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Gzeir Shava, which is stronger, when we can have that a double gzeirah shav is acceptable, as we learned on Amud Aleph, Midravim Bechama, and it then, Shetalamid Bechavachaymer, and therefore, a Kavachaymer following gzeirah shav is acceptable. Next question is, what about double alam gzeirah shav ma'ashiyam b'amin av? Can we have a binyan av follow Gzeir Shava? And the Gemara says, Teiku. Next question. Dama halam b'kavachaymer. What would be the halacha? We start with a kavachaymer, and then we extend it to a hekish. So the Gemara wants to answer this through a kavachaymer logic. Ma gzeir shava. Shena lameda b'keisha. Something that is a gzeir shava cannot, something that's learned with a gzeir shava cannot, something that was learned with a hekish cannot be extended to gzeir shava. Kirav Yachin, as we learned in our previous year, but the halach is that gzeir shava could extend it to a hekish, as Rapapa said. So kal v'chaymer halaymed behekish, that you can learn a kal v'chaymer which can be learned after a hekish, as Rabbi Shmuel taught us. Certainly, and then she yilmed behekish. Certainly, the halach is that could be extended into a hekish. But ask the Gemara, this was all based on what Rapapa said. So ask the Gemara, Hanich Lamanda this lay Rapapa. Elamanda is less the Rapapa. As we said, there were those that said Rapapa isn't talking about Kachim, Michael Maimer. And the Gemara says, according to that, we would have a question. Teiku. Next question. Dava Alamed B'Kavachaymer. We start with Kavachaymer. And now the Gemara wants to know, Ma'ashi Yalmed B'Gzer Shava, can it be extended into a gzeirah shava? So Gemara says, I'm going to have the answer to this question by teaching a kal v'chaymer. Uma gzeirah shava, which a gzeirah shava carries with it a gzeirah shava carries with it an inherent weakness. What is the inherent weakness? Shein alameid behekish. You can't learn. You can't learn with a gzeirah shava, that you can't take a hekish and then go into a gzeirah shava, as Rabbi Yochanan taught us, as we discussed so very extensively in our previous shiur, that the Torah had to teach us separately that a carbon asham is done b'tzofen, and we can't learn it from a gzeirah shava from chatas, because the halacha of a chatas is learned from a hekish. So we saw Rabbi Yochanan taught us that if you start with a hekish, you cannot extend it into a gzeirah shava. Again, ma gzeirah shava, if we start a gzeirah shava, shena leimah behekish. You can't have a gzeirah shava after hekish, as Rabbi Yochanan, as we just said, taught us. Umalamed, the halacha is that you can have a double gzeirah shavu k'drabim b'chama. Kavachaymer, so certainly a kavachaymer, which is halom b'hekish, that you can learn a kavachaymer after a hekish, with the Tanan Rebbe Shmuel, and it didn't, shiach z'ilom gzeirah shavu, you could, then certainly the halacha will be that the halacha is that if you start with kavachaymer, you can have a gzeirah shavu afterwards. Now ask the Gemara another question. Dov alam b'kavachaymer, nashi alam b'kavachaymer. So Gemara wants to know what will be halacha regarding a double kavachaymer. And the Gemara uses a kavachaymer to answer this question. Kavachaymer. Magzer shavish ein alam b'hekish. That if you have a hekish, as we just keep on repeating, you can't have a gzeir shava after a hekish, as Rabbi Yochanan taught us by the halacha of oshim and tzofin. Yet, we know that halacha is that something was learned by the gzeir shava. You could have a kavachaymer after the gzeir shava. Kedamaron, as we just said, kavachaymer. So certainly a kavachaymer halamed behekish that you can learn a kavachaymer after hekish, as we keep on repeating from the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Certainly the halacha should be that ein adin. Shiyamad b'kavachaymer, says the Gemara, comments the Gemara, that this rule that we could have a double kavachaymer was learned through a kavachaymer. So, ask the Gemara meant to make a comment, but actually what happens after the Gemara makes this comment, when the Gemara actually says, then this wasn't the question that we asked, because we asked about a double kavachaymer. And the way we're learning now, we actually have a triple kavachaymer. We have the two kavachaymers that we're trying to know what is the halacha by a double kavachaymer, which we're learning what the halacha by the double kavachaymer through a kavachaymer, which will give us a triple kavachaymer. That isn't what we discussed. We're trying to learn what's the halacha regarding a double kavachaymer. Ella, says the Gemara, the way to get it is like as follows. Well, this is the kavachaymer to give us our answer. Well, my hekish and alayim behekish. If, as we're learning, a double hekish is unacceptable, as we've learned from the beginning of the sugya, imid rava, imid rabina, whether we take the approach of rava or ravina, so certainly, but the halacha is that Milam b'kavachaymer, if you start, as Tanberi Shmuel taught us, that if you start with a hekish, you could extend it to kavachaymer. Kavachaymer, alayim b'hekish. So certainly that the halacha is a kavachaymer, that Tanberi Shmuel, kavachaymer, alayim b'hekish, that you can learn a kavachaymer after a hekish, with the Tanberi Shmuel, and then, Shiyamad b'kavachaymer, so we see that kavachaymer is so strong, so if a kavachaymer is able to be learned after Hekish, certainly Kavachaymer could be learned after Kavachaymer. And this logic actually represents Kavachaymer, Ben Kavachaymer. This actually represents a double Kavachaymer. Continues the Gemara. Dov alam b'kavachaymer, ma'ashiyam b'binyan av. We start with a Kavachaymer, can it be extended to binyan av? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Toshma. The Pasuk teaches that we're going to learn that we know that when an animal is killed, a bird is killed in the Beis HaMikdash, it's done through Malika. And the halacha is Malik b'nimtza treifa, if the Kayin did Malika, and the bird was identified as a treifa, Rameya Oimer Enim Tama Beis Ablia, it's not treated like an Avela, even though the halacha is that Enim Tama Beis Ablia, there's a special halacha, the Navela of an Oif Tar, Navela of a kosher bird, makes you tummy when you swallow it. This bird will not be considered a nevela. And the way to understand what the Gemara means to say is that, of course, if one were to kill a bird for personal use with Malika, that bird would be a nevela and would be metama beis ablia. But here, you're killing the bird because that's the way the Torah says to kill kachim. So the question is, you're not going to be able to use this bird for a carbon because the bird was identified as a treifa. So will it be considered a nevela oiftar or not? The Gemara Ramei says that it's not considered in the Veilus Oiftar, and the halacha that in the Veilus Oiftar is Matam Beis Abliya will not be applicable. Yudaimer, no. Matam Beis Abliya, it's a regular nevela, because it's not being used as a carbon. It was killed through Malika, so it's a nevela. Amr Emeus, Emeus said, to prove his point, I'll make a kavachomer. Uman nevelas behema, shematama b'mago masa. Nevela of a behema, which is not matama beis abliya, it's matama by carrying it or touching it. Shchitas matars tvaras matumasai. If somebody shechs an animal, and the animal is identified as a treifa, so obviously we're not going to be allowed to eat that animal, but the shchita accomplished it, accomplishes that much that's not a nevela. So nevelas oif. So nevelas oif, which is much easy, is much less severe, because it's any matama b'magam masa. It's only matama, as we keep on repeating, by beis habliya. Ena din shemishchitos mitaras tvaras mitamasa. That if you did shchita on a bird and it turns out to be a treifa, it won't be considered it won't be considered nevela. So says Rameya, ma mitzino b'shchita shemachar sharta b'achila. If shchita makes that you should be allowed to eat the bird, and therefore shchita, since it's a very powerful act, that's why mitares trifosim tumasai, it will prevent this trefa from being in the vela. Af malika, the malika as well, that shemachshat b'achila, if the bird weren't a trefa, you would bring it a carbon, and it was a chatasai, if you would eat it. Tatar trifosim tumasai. And that's why Rameya argues that Malika and a Kutchin bird will accomplish that it won't be an Avelis Oif, it won't be considered like an Avelis Oif Tar. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Daya, he asks on Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, that a Trefus Oif can Avelis Beim Tar, Shchitas Mitaras of Alem Lekasai. You want to learn from an animal, the loch of a bird. The reason you want to learn the loch of a bird from the halacha of an animal, because you're arguing that it's a bird has much less tumas nevelas than an animal. Fair point, says he. But that should only tell us that whatever shchita accomplishes by an animal, that it's certainly accomplished that much by a bird. But here we're not talking about shchita, he says. Here we're speaking about malika. So how could you learn the halacha of Malika from Shchita? So how could you learn the halachas of Malika from Shchita? So we see that something the Ramei disagrees, and he says if we have a kavachomer, it could then be extended with a binyan av. Says the Mar of Elohi. That's not what Ramei meant to say. What he meant to say was the Malika is the Shchita, is the same as Shchita. And therefore, it wasn't a Binyan Av that was followed by Kal V'Chomer, and it's not the subject that we are discussing.